New questions are being raised about the financial health of insurance giant AIG. The company has already received a massive federal bailout worth as much as $150 billion. Today, several published reports say the company faces an additional $10 billion in losses not covered by the bailout. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The information was included in a federal filing that was reported by the Wall Street Journal, although AIG says it was no secret and had already been disclosed to the public. The Journal said that AIG had made nearly $10 billion in a certain kind of derivatives trade. Essentially, it bet on the direction the market would take. Those bets have now gone sour, and AIG owes nearly $10 billion to some of Wall Street's biggest banks. Now, AIG already owes a lot of money, and it's getting federal help to pay it back. But Christopher Whalen, managing director of Institutional Risk Analytics, says these trades appear to be different from AIG's others.
These aren't even securities. These are just derivative contracts. There's nothing there. These are just bets that are being honored.
Whalen says until now, the federal government has been helping out AIG by buying up some of the securities that underlie a lot of the bad debt. But there aren't any securities here. The trades were essentially a kind of big speculative bet, so there's nothing for the government to buy. And so AIG will have to come up with another way to pay the debts off. Again, Chris Whalen.
I don't think AIG can work their way out of this problem. In other words, the wagers that are on their books are all now going to go into the money, and they're going to have to pay them, and they don't have the funding. Voila, we just found another $9.7 billion in trades that don't have funding.
AIG says it's looking for ways to handle the debts, and a company spokesman said AIG still has plenty of capacity under the federal bailout. Since September, the government has committed $150 billion to AIG through loans and stock purchases. An AIG spokesman said he didn't expect these latest trades would require any additional money from taxpayers. Still, the news reports about the trades generated plenty of criticism of the company. Campbell Harvey, professor of finance at Duke University, says the trades raise two big questions about the government's bailout of AIG. First, he says, nobody really understands the full scope of the company's losses.
It shows that we didn't really understand what we were buying when we went in and dropped $150 billion. And number two, it's the cockroach problem, that you see this $10 billion and you wonder how much is behind the walls that we don't know about yet.
That view is echoed by Janet Tavakoli, a consultant who specializes in structured finance. She says the nature of AIG's losses is still poorly understood, in part because the company hasn't been transparent enough about its holdings.
And given the mishaps now that AIG's management have made since the bailout, it just seems that they haven't provided the level of detail and disclosure that they should have provided. To have a surprise like this is very disturbing. And one wonders why the managers at AIG are remaining in their place.
She says the news of these trades underscores how murky AIG's finances really are. It also suggests that the reverberations from the company's collapse could be felt for some time to come. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.